Senate Committee Substitute House Bill 544. Gentleman from Dent, what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move that Senate Committee Substitute of House Bill 544 be enacted into law, the objections to the governor thereto notwithstanding.
The gentleman from Dent has moved that Senate Committee Substitute House Bill 544 be enacted into law, the objections of the governor thereto notwithstanding. Gentleman from Dent.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, in this bill, I want to point out the three main provisions. The first provision that is not codified into existing law through any other bill or other statute is a provision that would expand the Missouri accountability portal that would require the governor's office on a daily basis to show the withholdings of the current operating budget. In the governor's prior veto letter, he said that this provision had been codified into law in House Bill 191. That is not true. The second provision within this bill, it created a joint committee on recovery, accountability, and transparency. The governor, in his veto letter, stated that this committee was created in SCR 27. Mr. Speaker, that's inaccurate once again, too. The committee created in SCR 27 is an oversight committee with the sole purpose is to make sure that the state of Missouri can maximize the amount of federal dollars that they receive amongst the stimulus package. The committee created in House Bill 544, its sole purpose is to root out any waste, fraud, and abuse of the billions of dollars that have come into the state of Missouri in a short amount of time to make sure there's no waste, fraud, and abuse. It's a committee made up of two House members, two Senate members. The third portion of this bill was an amendment brought in over on the Senate side that would provide legislators a key that accesses the Capitol Dome. The governor cited in that reason that it was security reasons why he vetoed it. Mr. Speaker, my response to that, every member, every one of the 197 legislators in this building already has access where they can get a key. And at this moment, nothing has occurred. It's just codified in the law what exactly happened once before. Mr. Speaker, this is such an important bill. When the governor gave his State of the State address here on January 27th, 2009, he outlined five principles that we all, that the governor agreed with, that the General Assembly agreed with, and the people of Missouri agreed with. In that statement, the number five point is that in this time and in this state, people don't trust politicians. So that is why we need to have a more open, a more transparent, and a more accountable government. And Mr. Speaker, that's why this is so important that we override this veto and make this section become law.